And AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Baton Rouge remains a city in shock this morning after the ambush shooting deaths of three police officers yesterday.
The investigation is still unfolding. We're told that last night, officers detained two people and questioned them for several hours. No charges were filed, though. This goes in line with what officials have told us, that the suspect was not alone here in Baton Rouge, though it's unclear if the people he was with knew the extent of the plot that he was about to undertake, a plot that has rattled this community and shocked the nation.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. A judge in Baltimore is set to issue a verdict today in the trial of a police officer charged in Freddie Gray's death.
Baltimore Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams today makes his ruling public in the trial of Lieutenant Brian Rice, the fourth of the six officers charged in the 2015 death of Freddie Gray. Rice faces charges of involuntary manslaughter, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office. He's the highest ranking of the officers. Three earlier trials resulted in two acquittals and a mistrial. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Donald Trump campaign says that during this week's Republican National Convention in Cleveland, it wants America to understand who Donald Trump the man is, not just Donald Trump the candidate. Trump's opponents, meanwhile, want to change a rule that requires delegates to vote for the candidate to whom they were committed after the state primaries and caucuses. And in addition to all the convention speakers and delegates, there will also be demonstrators.
Showing up in a fairly Democratic city, probably going to find some people who don't like Donald Trump very much.
And University of Virginia political scientist Jeff Skelly says it's anyone's guess if demonstrators will wind up overshadowing the scheduled events of the convention.
The news is going to cover the protest to some degree. I guess it depends on whether or not they get out of hand, or whether, I mean, you know, if they're peaceful, then maybe they won't get as much attention.
Protest permits have been issued for areas away from the Quicken Loans Arena, and hundreds of extra police have been brought in to help keep the peace. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Growing the American economy will be one of the main talking points at this week's Republican National Convention.
America is hurting
because a lot of manufacturing jobs have gone overseas. That's according to Corey Stewart, who chairs presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's Virginia campaign. He says during this week's convention, Republican leaders will stress the importance of bringing those jobs back. And Republicans have to
listen to the concerns of middle America and all those men and women out there who can't find good jobs because of the Clinton / Obama legacy. It's killed small businesses.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County police are investigating the death of a 25-year-old man who may have drowned in a swimming pool in what police are calling an underage drinking party. Diego Padilla of Gaithersburg was at the party when he was found dead early yesterday, unresponsive in the pool. Police charged 10 people between the ages of 18 and 20 with underage possession of alcohol. One juvenile was also arrested. And there's a ceremony today for a Vietnam War veteran who will receive the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest military award for valor. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Charles Kettles of Michigan helped rescue dozens of American soldiers pinned down by enemy fire by leading helicopter flights carrying reinforcements and evacuating the wounded. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,517, the Nasdaq at 50,30. Sports, a marathon at Nats Park as the Nationals come up short in a 2-1, 18-inning loss to the Pirates. The O's lose to Tampa Bay, and Henrik Stenson wins the British Open. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Hey, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Now, take it easy. I'm not going to sing the song, but I am going to tell you that now would be a great time to clean out that garage and donate your car, truck, van, or boat to Cars for Kids. Here's the thing. You don't even need to be there when they come to pick up the car. That's how easy it is. Towing is free, and your car will be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. If you have a car that you don't need anymore and just want to get rid of the headache, whether it's running or not, do some good with it and donate it to Cars for Kids. Visit carsforkids.com or call right now at 877-CARS-4-KIDS, that's Cars with a K, and see how easy it's going to be to make a difference. The call is quick and the impact is real. Remember, that's 877-CARS-4-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com. Donate your car today. 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Online at carsforkids.com.
Get your carpets clean for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Northbound BW Parkway right near Laurel Fort Meade Road, there is an accident. Then northbound at Laurel Bowie Road, there is an accident moved to the shoulder. Westbound 66 past the Beltway, disabled vehicle over on the shoulder. Northbound 395, the HOV lanes at the 14th Street Bridge. Accident blocks the right lane. Westbound Southeast Southwest Freeway, 6th Street Southeast, disabled tractor trailer blocking the left lane. Southbound 95 Virginia at Mountain View Road, tractor trailer accident blocking the right lane as cleanup is in progress. Southbound Anacostia Freeway, some heavy volume 50 to Burroughs Avenue. Westbound 50 crowds in South Dakota Avenue to Bladensburg Road. Eastbound 66 slows down between Monument Drive and 123 on the Metro. Orange, silver, and blue lines delays both directions due to a signal problem. Up from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun for us with a chance for some showers or thunderstorms. 96 is where we're headed for that hot high today. Stray shower or thunderstorm tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy, low 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, slight chance for showers or thunderstorms. 91 the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 in Arlington, 72 in Frederick, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. The Baton Rouge shooter was an honorably discharged former Marine. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Time is 7:07. You're listening to WMAL because this is where Washington comes to talk. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Listen to this hour we've got ahead of you. 10 minutes, Matt Schlapp. He's the Grand Poobah there at the American Conservative Union. He's
Grand
live in Cleveland.
Poobah.
Yeah, he wears a fez and everything. 7:35, Scotty Nell Hughes. She is the lead cheerleader for the Trump campaign.
I saw her, and she's
in her
up.
Cheerleader outfit, too. Yeah, she'll be here again in Cleveland at 7:35. Next hour, check it out, Fox News bigwig Eric Bolling. He's a hot shot. He'll be here in Cleveland to talk to us about his new book, Wake Up America. And at 8:35, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who knows a little thing about our terrorist enemies, and he's got some stories to tell about how Barack Obama pretty much ignored them. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And while we're here in Cleveland, it is still Monday, and we always check in with the legal analyst, Joe DeGeneva, who's on the line with us. Now, hello, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to start out by asking you, this is a difficult legal question, and difficult legal questions often arise when you have a conflict of rights. So here in Ohio, they have an open carry law. People celebrate their Second Amendment rights, and they are allowed to carry weapons on the street openly. You also have a very difficult situation right now because you have a high security event around the convention center, and you have all of these attacks now going on against police officers around the country. The police here have asked the governor to suspend open carry laws for the duration of the convention, and the governor has said, I don't have the authority to do that. You know, I know as a person who loves police officers, you can sympathize with their position. Where should they come down on this?
Well, the officers have a very good point in terms of crowd control and safety, and given the situation in the United States right now. The Ohio statutes are very clear. The people have the right to carry arms openly and concealed. What I can't figure out is they have already made the convention center itself a no-gun zone. How the hell did they do that if they can't do it for a broader perimeter? I don't quite understand, because the only restrictions in the Ohio law are that you can't carry a weapon into a liquor establishment, Class D, and within 1,000 feet of a K-12 school. Those are the only two restrictions. So how did they limit the convention center? Who made that decision? So I'm confused. Either you can limit it for reasonable time and place limitations on carry. For example, I would say we're going to have a 7-block perimeter where no one can have a weapon except security personnel, police, and military. It seems to me you can do that right now if you're the chief of police in Ohio, and let somebody sue for heaven's sake. If this is a big deal to you as the chief of police or the mayor, you simply say, this is it, folks. I'm declaring an emergency, and there's a seven-block zone, and if you try to carry a weapon in, you're going to be arrested. Let them sue you. What do you got to lose?
I think it's
I can't figure it out. All these
it's the Secret Service that has the yeah, Secret Service
when, cordoned
when
they declare
off
it a national security event, I think they do have special rights.
And they, and they have
So there you are. It's already a national security event. They've got a good basis to do other things. The bottom line is there's ways to do this. Nobody has stepped up yet.
And I think it's the head of the police union who's made this call. I don't know where the police chief actually stands here in Cleveland on it.
Well, you never know today because the police chiefs have become so political. All you had to do was watch that Baton Rouge, Louisiana news conference yesterday. I think it was the mayor down there who spent his whole time praising Valerie Jarrett and President Obama.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember hearing him say anything about the dead police officers.
Well, and this is what I want to get to. You saw the president's words yesterday basically asking us all to temper our political rhetoric because in some way our political rhetoric is what caused the death of those police officers in Baton Rouge yesterday and, of course, the three police officers in Dallas. I would love for you to comment here. This is not a legal question. This is really just a what the hell are we doing in America kind of question about the lack of leadership coming out of Washington, D.C., well, in light of what we're seeing.
I don't think there's any question that the president yesterday was the first time he's even gotten close to standing up for police officers. His rhetoric from the time of Ferguson until yesterday has been the most, I would call it provocative, anti-police rhetoric coming from the president. The president is a very smart guy. He knows how to use words. He purposely, from Ferguson on until yesterday, made the police the problem, made the police the enemy. Shame on him. I want to remind people about something that really tells you who he is. When officers Ramos and Moon were assassinated in New York City by a killer from Baltimore, Maryland, the president of the United States, not once did he go to a podium, stand up, and say anything about those two police officers or their killing. He issued a one-paragraph statement 24 hours after their killing while he was playing golf and never once publicly stood up so a camera could see him and record it, condemning the assassination of officers Ramos and Moon. And if you don't think that every police officer in this country watched that and knew it, you're living in a different world.
Yeah.
We have a president who doesn't like cops, and no matter what he tells you, no matter what he says today, he is a cop hater, he doesn't like cops, and he can do all he wants to schmooze yesterday. He has blood on his hands as a result of his language. He's a very smart guy. He knows what words mean. He purposely set out to make cops the enemy, and shame on him.
Well said, Joe.
All right, let me turn to the Freddie Gray case over in Baltimore. Another trial of another police officer. This is what they thought might be their strongest case, prosecutors. But it's looking as if it's not going to be a very strong case.
Look, this prosecutor's office, state's attorney's office, Marilyn Mosley in Baltimore City and County, is a national embarrassment to that city. She is, in my opinion, unfit to serve as a prosecutor. Her public statements and her posturing has been detrimental to the fair administration of justice and to the rights of defendants as well as the rights of the decedent. In all likelihood, Lieutenant Rice will be acquitted today. The judge has already dismissed one of the counts against him.
Yeah.
And I cannot see for the life of me how remember, he is being charged with manslaughter for failing to instruct someone to put a seatbelt on an arrestee when they generally don't put a seatbelt on an arrestee.
Right.
That's the basis of the case brought by these morons in Baltimore.
Joe, listen, we've got a minute left. You're not in Cleveland. I wish you were. I wish you had the podium in prime time. And I'd like you to take this minute on WMAL to speak to Hillary Clinton as commander-in-chief, knowing what you know about Benghazi, knowing what you know about her email server. Make the case, because I need that case to be made this week in Cleveland. I'm not sure it can be made the way you can make it.
Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, abandoned a group of Americans on the night when they knew there should be attacks because it was the anniversary of 9/11. She lied about it at the time. She lied about it to the families on the tarmac at Dover Air Force Base. She lied to Congress about it. She lied to the American people in public statements. And for the FBI director to sit there and say they didn't look at her statements under oath to Congress is an embarrassment to the FBI. I've said this before.
All right.
The President of the United States encouraged her to lie. She lied with abandon, and the American people have been deceived. If they want her as president, let them have him, because they're going to have Richard Nixon squared.
Well, there's legal analyst Joe DeGeneva pulling no punches this morning. Joe, it is always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much.
And you bet, please continue to not pull punches. We don't want you to pull punches,
We don't want to pull punches. All right. It is now on WMAL 715, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Northbound BW Parkway near Laurel Fort Meade Road, an accident. Also northbound at Laurel Bowie Road, there's an accident. This one's on the shoulder. Westbound 66 past the Beltway, disabled vehicle on the shoulder. Northbound 395, the HOV lane to the 14th Street Bridge, an accident takes out the right lane. Westbound Southeast Southwest Freeway, 6th Street Southeast, disabled tractor trailer, left lane is blocked. In loop of the Beltway, volume starting to slow Branch Avenue to St. Barnabas Road. Out of loop of the Beltway slows down 95 as you work your way to New Hampshire Avenue. Southbound 95 Virginia past Mountain View Road, tractor trailer accident, right lane blocked as the cleanup is in progress. This is located at the Center Point Parkway. Southbound Anacostia Freeway, heavy volume 50 to Burroughs Avenue. Westbound 50 slows South Dakota Avenue to Bladensburg Road. On the metro, the orange, silver, and blue lines have delays in both directions. This is due to a signal problem that has now just been taken care of, but there's still just a few residual delays. Up GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, here's the forecast today. 96 degrees and hot tonight. Stray shower, 75 degrees. Tuesday, 91. Wednesday, 87. Thursday and Friday, going to be in the mid to upper 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees. It is now 717 on WMAL.
Joining us now, live from Radio Row, the Media Center, it's our good friend Matt Schlapp, who runs the American Conservative Union. This, of course, is the organization that does CPAC, and you're making the rounds in the media. Of course, we see you on television, CNN, Fox News, all over the place. How are you, Matt?
Larry, I mean, you're the star. Come on. What are you talking about?
Please.
You
know, we all bask in the glow of Brian Wilson.
Yes, that's exactly
it's Brian
right.
Brian Wilson's
the
universe.
That goes without saying.
We merely orbit around it. Well, welcome to Cleveland, and it's now been several days since Mike Pence was chosen and selected as the running mate for Donald Trump. What's your take on it from a conservative perspective?
Home run. If you really look at talking to conservative leaders and activists around the country, you don't hear anybody complain. The only complaint you hear about is media types saying, well, you know, he's a white guy with white hair. First of all, I think white guys with white hair are very special.
That must hit close to home there,
Matt. There's like a Newt thing going on in the Republican Party. But let's look at the content of someone's character. And let's look at what he stands for. And he represents the conservative base of the party, which, in all honesty, is exactly what the partner Donald Trump needs.
Yeah, he actually shores up some of the question marks that a lot of conservatives had about Donald Trump.
And those are legitimate question marks.
Yeah. Some of the things about Planned Parenthood, some of the things about marriage equality, things like that, Pence is right there.
That's right. With Pence, there's no questions. When it comes to our scorecard at the ACU, he has a 99% lifetime rating. I don't know what that one vote was he got wrong, but I'm really going to horsewhip him over it. But I mean, so he's a sterling choice.
Yeah, I mean, and a likable guy, too. I mean, one of the things that I heard somebody say that I really liked was that he's Trumplimentary. I wish I'd come up with that, because he's very complimentary to the Donald, in that he's a very low-key, steady kind of guy, not given to hyperbole, and it's a very different kind of personality, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I got asked the question yesterday. They said, will Pence normalize Trump? It's like, that is just so offensive of a question, first of all. And second of all, there's an aspect of Trump that is incredibly appealing to people because they feel like he's candid with them about how he thinks about the problems that we face. Whereas Mike Pence, let's face it, he's been in politics a long time. He's a little smoother. He chooses words that are a little more common in politics. But the one thing about the guy that I've always known in the time I've worked with him is he is going to stand rock solid on his principles. And I think he and Trump having those conversations behind the scenes, you know, trying to explain to Trump where the fights have been for conservatives over the years and why we take this point of view is going to be incredibly helpful.
Yeah, and so do you think that those who were a little nervous about Donald Trump are comforted by the fact that Mike Pence is there to have a conversation?
I won't give you conjecture. I've had board members call me from the American Conservative Union who are in the Never Trump kind of area and say, okay, I'm on board. One of them is getting on an airplane and flying out here tomorrow. So, like, this is absolutely, it's not going to change the hearts and minds of everyone, but it's absolutely making a huge difference.
All right. Speaking of that, I mean, that's people on the board of American Conservative Union, but I'm sure when you walk around here and you see the delegates starting to arrive yesterday, you're a bit of a superstar there. They all recognize you.
I'm so super.
What are you hearing from the delegates? What's the excitement level here? Because let's face it, this was probably one of the most contentious and divided primary processes we've ever seen.
So there's a lot of happy hours. I think that always helps.
there's
restaurants.
There is liquor here in Cleveland.
Interesting coalitions going on. You see at dinner tables around people you thought were enemies. Next thing you know, they're breaking bread. That helps a lot.
Yeah.
I also think we have a lot of new people who are here as delegates. There was a man who came in with a Make America Great Again hat into breakfast the other day, and someone I'd never seen before. I think there's a lot of that going on. The Republican Party better get used to having new activists join its ranks, or it's going to become a dinosaur. Yeah. And those folks that don't like the new people that are coming in, you know, Chris Cox at the NRA said it best, get over it. It's time to expand and reach out to America. Our problems are too great.
Well, let me ask you this, Matt, because yesterday we saw, you know, all the networks are here, all the anchors are here, everybody's broadcasting from Cleveland for the Republican National Convention, and of course we had coverage of the shootings in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the murder of police officers, this coming off a week where we were talking about the murders of police officers in Dallas. How much is that story going to be woven into what we see at the convention? And by the way, is that necessarily a bad thing? Should there be a message coming out of this convention specifically about law and order and protecting police lives?
Well, you know, news is news, and politics is run by these episodes, and these are just tragic episodes. And I think conservatives, like all Americans, are looking at these tragedies and saying, is there fundamentally something wrong going on in America? Are we fraying? Are we coming apart at the seams
it's
here?
It's not the country we grew up in.
That's right. But it also, and I hate to bring up the political part of this, but it's a fact. It plays into what the political question is, which is Washington the type of place that can solve these huge problems that we have? Are our problems bigger than Washington? Are they in our communities? And is it about electing somebody? And if it is about electing somebody, maybe we need to rethink the type of people we elect if we have these kinds of problems.
See, if I can engage with you in just a second on that, because you just said I hate to politicize this or bring politics in. Is there any doubt that in Philadelphia next week there is going to be politics all over the place with regard to
God
Black
bless
Lives
them.
Matter.
You know what? God bless them for
shouldn't,
it.
Shouldn't we do something about that?
Let me tell you, if you're a Democrat and you watch a Democratic convention, it is unfurled. They let it all hang out. Yeah. Everything gets said.
Why should we?
Republicans sanitize it. They're so careful. They don't let anybody speak up on the podium who might say something like just a little bit irreverent and everything else. The one thing I hope, the biggest imprint besides winning the presidency, I hope Donald Trump does out of this, is make it watchable. Make people get engaged in our party again and say things, Larry. And if we think that there's bad policies associated with Black Lives Matter and everything else, let's say it.
Rudy Giuliani be Rudy Giuliani,
right,
baby.
Well, we got to leave it right there, Matt. Yeah. It's really a pleasure to have
always
you, and thank you so much for coming.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
It's really nice that Mercedes let you out.
Hey, look, Mercedes and my oldest gets here later today. The tornado's coming.
Thank you, Matt.
Look forward to it. It is now 7:23 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
When you're single, you get a lot of great dating advice. And by great, I mean terrible.
You should totally ask out that woman at work.
Sure, what could go wrong? Oh yeah, pretty much everything.
Dude, get a motorcycle. Chicks dig bikes.
Unless it turns out you don't know how to drive one, then you can have your first date in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Of course you can date her sister.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I didn't even hear that. You know, just because they're your good friends doesn't mean they have good advice. But there is one piece of advice you can count on. Check out It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. And the reason we're so successful is because we're so successful. We get to know our clients, and we use that knowledge to make great hand-picked matches. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Okay, it's summertime. What does that mean for you? Going to the beach, golfing, swimming. But did you know that hot conditions can pose special hazards to your health? Listen, I want to urge you to get a virtual heart scan today. The virtual heart scan can detect microscopic amounts of plaque in your heart and arteries. The scan is safe, non-invasive. It takes just a few minutes to have it done. It has been found through numerous research studies that the hot weather can increase the chance of heart attacks that have a serious risk factor. So why not see how the old ticker is doing? Find out right now if you have any risk factors before it's too late. Virtual Physical offering a virtual heart scan at the very low price of $199. If you want a full body scan, just mention WMAL. Get a special deal on that. So call now to set up an appointment. That's 301-984-9009. I've had mine. I got to tell you, there's great peace of mind with getting the scan and knowing how you're doing. It just puts away all your concerns and makes it, makes you know, you're dealing with facts, not speculation. Not wondering what the situation is. 301-984-9009. All right, it is now time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Traffic Center.
Northbound 395, the HOV lanes of the 14th Street Bridge. An accident blocks the right lane. Westbound Southeast-Southwest Freeway at 6th Street Southeast. Disabled tractor-trailer taking out the left lane. Southbound 95, Virginia, past Mountain View Road. Tractor-trailer accident. The right lane is blocked as a cleanup is in progress. In Rockville, Shady Grove Road at Key West Avenue. That is the scene of a collision. Traffic brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis and minutes you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Top GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing a chance for some showers and thunderstorms later in the day. Otherwise, mix of clouds and sun and hot, high 96. Tonight, stray shower, thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, 75. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees. It is now 727.
You know that one thing that no matter how you package it, how you price it, it never sells at the garage sale? That, my friends, is your timeshare. You've tried listing it, you've even paid someone to list it, and yet you're still stuck with it. That's because timeshares don't sell. It's a complex process to get out of one, and the only company you should trust to get out safely, legitimately, and forever is Timeshare Exit Team. You'll get to sit down face-to-face with your own personal advisor to review your contract and determine your options. This $250 consultation is absolutely free when you go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and enter my name, Chris Plant. Don't wait to meet with Timeshare Exit Team. When maintenance fee season hits, you could wait up to 2 months. They've got offices right here in Alexandria and Towson. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and enter my name, Chris Plant.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
In fourth grade, my doctor told my mom that I had wicked ADHD, and I was diagnosed with a non-specific learning disorder. I thought college would never be a part of my future. My parents found Landmark College, and within my first year of being here, I found that the faculty really don't judge you based on your past failures. They don't judge you based on what you can't do, but they really look at your potential of what you can do, and they help you use those strengths. At Landmark College, your academic success is directly tied to a feeling that you belong. My name is Rachel, and I have graduated with my bachelor's degree from Landmark College.
For 30 years, Landmark College has been transforming the lives of bright and motivated students who learn differently. At our beautiful campus in southern Vermont, you'll find inspiring professors, career-focused internships, challenging studies, and a vibrant campus life. You'll join a community where every student shares the experience of learning differently, and every professor is here to help. Visit landmark.edu to learn more.
All right, so coming up here in just a moment, we're going to be joined by Scotty Nell Hughes. She's very excited about the Donald Trump candidacy, and she's going to be with us. She's amped up. She's ready to go. You don't want to miss it. It's all coming up after the news. It's 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. More is expected to be learned today about the Sunday morning shootings in Baton Rouge that left three police officers dead.
There were three other law enforcement officials that were injured in this attack. Two of them had non-life-threatening injuries. One of them, we're told, is in critical condition. Nicholas Tullier, he's a 41-year-old who served 18 years for the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office. We're told right now he is fighting for his life.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. Authorities meanwhile say the man who killed those three police officers was an honorably discharged former Marine sergeant who served in Iraq. Investigators say Gavin Long, whose last known address was in Kansas City, had no known ties to any extremist groups. In a courtroom in Baltimore today, a judge will deliver the verdict in the trial of the fourth police officer charged in Freddie Gray's death. Lieutenant Brian Rice is the highest ranking of the six officers charged in the case. Like two previous officers, Rice opted for a bench trial. Those two other officers were both acquitted. The first of the four trials ended in a hung jury. Melania Trump is among those scheduled to speak tonight, the opening night of the Republican National Convention.
Party unity, showcasing Mike Pence, that new running mate, perhaps pivoting towards the general election. These are all key components that Republican officials say Donald Trump has to achieve over the course of these next 4 days. But rising above all of it today, in this stage behind me, what you're going to hear about is security, both at home and abroad.
Donald Trump pledging strength ahead of the first day of the Republican National Convention. Weeks of national and international turmoil heavily impacting today's events. Coincidentally themed, Make America Safe Again.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,517. The Nasdaq at 50,30. Sports, Starling Marte homers in the 18th inning as the Pirates outlast the Nationals. The O's lose in Tampa Bay, and Henrik Stenson wins the British Open. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better, right? Hey, it's Brian Wilson. And you've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I went to their factory right off the Beltway. I saw how each window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, and you're saving yourself headaches and money with that. Right now, Thompson Creek Window Company is having the biggest window sale of the year by taking 25% off every window. Call 855-57 Creek. That's 855-57-CREEK. For new windows, Thompson Creek is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you why. You will be amazed. I guarantee it. Appointments will fill up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova, join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
public notice. Luxury mountain properties a short drive from Northern Virginia DC Metro are being liquidated for below developer's cost. On Saturday, July 23rd only, you can own a private 5-acre estate with mountain views just $29,900, or an 8-acre retreat with hardwoods just $39,900, or build an 1,800-square-foot cabin on your lot from just $119,900. This luxury community is surrounded by the area's best rivers, hiking trails, skiing, golfing, and major interstates, and has paved roads, a gated entrance, and a multi-million dollar lodge with infinity pool and spa. Buy now and build when you're ready. Save tens of thousands on July 23rd only. Get your own rare mountain property with exceptional views from just $29,900. Excellent financing available. Call 844-MOUNTAIN-LAND. That's 844-MTN-LAND. 844-MTN-LAND. Or visit getmountainland.com. Mercy Street Broker. Cabin shell only. Lot and development site not included.
Get your hands on Dunkin's new Almond Joy and Heath Bar flavored iced coffees. It's your sweet afternoon pick-me-up. Try the delicious Almond Joy or Heath Bar flavors today. America runs on Dunkin'. The Almond Joy and Heath trademarks and trade dress are under license from the Hershey Company. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Northbound 395, the HOV lanes of the 14th Street Bridge. An accident blocks the right lane. Westbound Southeast Southwest Freeway, 6th Street Southeast. Disabled tractor trailer taking out the left lane. Southbound 95, Virginia past Mountain View Road. Cleanup of an earlier tractor trailer accident has the right lane blocked. This is located at Centerport Parkway. In Rockville, collision Shady Grove Road to Key West Avenue. An accident Sudley Manor Drive at Sudley Road. Eastbound John Mosby Highway approaching James Monroe Highway, there is a crash. Southbound Anacostia Freeway, heavy volume 50 to Benning Road. In a loop of the Beltway, crowd St. Barnabas Road to 210 to 295. Out loop of the Beltway is packed in 95 going up to University Boulevard. Up GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun for our Monday, seeing a chance for showers or thunderstorms later in the day. We get up to 96. Tonight, stray shower, thunderstorm. Otherwise, we're mostly cloudy, low 75. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Woodbridge, 72 in Gaithersburg, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It is now 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to be joined by Eric Bolling. You know, you've seen him on the 5. He's been on a bus.
He's everywhere.
Guys. Yeah, he's just arrived here on a big bus, and he's got stories to tell. Also coming up at 8:35, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who knows a lot about intelligence, knows a lot about military stuff, an advisor to Donald Trump. He'll join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson, joined by Larry O'Connor, live in Cleveland.
Yeah, and speaking of someone else who has been everywhere, Scotty Nell Hughes, you see her all the time on CNN these days because she is a CNN contributor, and she's live here with us in Cleveland. In fact, she's also appearing live at this moment on our Facebook page because this interview will be webcast, live streamed at Facebook Live. Hello, Facebook. So you can check us out there or watch the interview later if you want to see what our setup looks like here at the RNC. Hey, Scotty Nell Hughes, good to see you.
Good morning. Isn't this incredible? I mean, look at this. Just at the difference of the last 4 years, even from the last convention we're at. Now we are sitting here on our Facebook page, live streaming what we're looking at, which is really bad considering it was raining this morning as I was running in, so my hair has completely gone straw on me. But we can sit here. You can reach all avenues. People are listening to us. They're watching us. Every single sense right now can be, I hate to use the word stimulated so early, but can be stimulated by what is going on in politics today. And it's a great thing. It's a great way to engage people, but it also can have a drawback.
How do you think the Trump campaign is using social media and all the new technologies that we have at our disposal now, as you so wisely compared to 4 years ago, in getting a new group of voters? You're out there, you're talking to them a lot. Are we getting new voters to the Republican Party through the Trump train?
Well, considering Hillary Clinton is spending $500,000 every single day on advertisements, and Mr. Trump has spent zero yet on commercials. There's some way that he's getting his message out. I mean, he continues to rise in the polls and he continues to balance it out. It's called social media, which is exactly, I think, how politics should be. If your message is good, the people should be driving it. The best advertisement for any business owner, they will say, is word of mouth. And that is what social media allows us to do.
I mean, that's very interesting what you just pointed out there. I mean, it was pointed out by somebody else late last week that Hillary has outspent Donald Trump 40-1 in advertising dollars. And basically, when you look at the polls nationwide, it's pretty much tied.
And that's because of things like social media. We always said the strength of talk radio. Add into that the effects of going on Facebook and Twitter and Facebook Live and every Instagram. And right now, that's, I think, actually a good thing. I think that's one of the positives of what's happened. The negatives is that now things can be misconstrued. If it's kind of like, it's like middle school on steroids. Yeah. If there is a bad piece of information, a bad fact out there, it can spread like wildfire that you cannot take off. And once it is out there, you can't bring it back.
So, Scotty, the Democrats very much are trying to make this entire campaign a referendum on Donald Trump, which is remarkable to me. They've got, we're told, the most qualified person in the history of America running for president, and a history-making candidate, being the first woman to be the president of the United States, and they're talking about Trump all the time. We need, I would think, and I say we because I'm a Republican and everybody knows it, we need to make this about Hillary Clinton. Are you hoping, are you expecting to see that at the convention? Because I'm a little disappointed in Trump's response after the FBI report 10 days ago. I thought there would be more attacks on Hillary.
Oh, I think that's exactly what this convention's all about. But it's also about showing policy. I love when these candidates are getting out there and they say, I'm going to give a policy speech and end up bashing the other side the entire speech, which is really what I think Hillary Clinton has done. You know, tonight, the reason why, you know, it's called Make America Safe Again, you know, Mr. Trump is bringing out and showing that the last 8 years, while you can look at some statistics and say, yes, you know, that we that statistically we are safer, do you actually feel safer? Is the perception there? And as we continue to see these terrorist attacks, and we see our CIA director getting up there and saying ISIS is growing, and then we had our director of Homeland Security just last week come out and could dodge the question about whether we are safer here in our country, the perception is worth more. And so I think that is why you're starting to see these themes this week of tonight. Do you feel safer today? And when you point out that Hillary Clinton has not distanced herself or said she's going to do anything different from what Barack Obama is doing, she's got a problem right there, because obviously it's not a winning concept as more Americans today feel less safe than they did eight years ago.
I'm wondering, given what has been going on in our country of late and the protests that have been going on and the fact that there are thousands of people who came here specifically for the idea they're going to protest Donald Trump, and there's the talk about, you know, many of them are going to be carrying weapons on the street of Cleveland. Is the Trump campaign concerned about what might happen just beyond the convention center walls?
Obviously, and that's right now. We started off this conversation about taking the narrative. This is all about having the narrative for today. That's why you've seen a lot of mystery. They say it's because it wasn't planned. This is how Mr. Trump has done this entire campaign. He's taken the narrative every day of the news cycle, and he's going to try to dominate it. The problem is, we know the Democrats are going to try some way to do that, and that sort of focusing on discourse, focusing on, you know, anything going on outside the perimeter takes away from the message of the good message and the positive message happening inside the perimeter. So, of course, I think that's one of those things he's going to try to do. Hence why there is that element of mystery of what we're going to see tonight and who we're going to be talking to. Even though we've got a great slate of folks, you know, this is Mr. Trump. He's going to have a surprise element at some point this week.
Donald Trump has a problem with women, Scotty Nellhuis. Not necessarily married women, although he could be doing better with married women as well. He needs to get up to the numbers that Mitt Romney had 4 years ago, and I think he will. But single women. And you're a woman.
Put a ring on it. Isn't that how you solve all the problems?
All the single ladies.
Just put a ring on it.
All the single ladies. Are we going to see sort of a tailored message for the women's vote this week? Because, and I know that you don't have necessarily a direct line of communication into the plans of the Trump campaign. You know what? You can answer this question in a moment, okay? But so you can think about it for a minute.
That's right.
But what will we see from the convention this week to get the women's vote for the Republican Party? Because God knows we're going to hear a whole lot of I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar next week in Philadelphia, and it would be good to combat that with something.
All right.
Yes. So you can think about it.
Think about it. Give it some time.
Scotty.
Considered answers.
Because women never think about things.
Scotty.
No, it's 6:43. More of Scotty Nellhuis in just a moment.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
All right, here's what you need to know. You don't want to trust your home to just any real estate team. If you're serious about selling your home, then you need to call my friend Frank Prindle at REMAX Allegiance. You see, Frank guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or he will buy it outright. Frank has more experience and marketing expertise than other agents who've made similar promises. Plus, Frank Prindle has more than a proven track record of delivering more than the average agent does. You just can't go wrong with Frank Prindle. His home sell for an average of 8% more than the average agent. Ali was helping his parents sell their home in Alexandria. They had received a cash offer on their own, but felt they could do better. That's when they called Frank. Within 2 weeks, Frank delivered Ali's parents an offer for $25,000 over the previous offer. It's true. All agents are not the same, so call the Ali agent I would call if I were going to sell my home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Owens Corning knows that when hail damages your roof, it's hard to know what to do next. Even if your roof looks fine now, there could be hidden damage that could show up weeks or months later. And with so many contractors, who can you trust?
Visit owenscorning.com/storm to find calm after the storm. From finding a trusted licensed contractor to choosing proven products that can help protect you from the next storm. So rest easy. Find your calm at owenscorning.com/storm. Trusted contractors, proven products. We're the calm after the storm.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
West Freeway, 6th Street Southeast, there's a disabled tractor trailer blocking the left lane. Southbound 95 Virginia past Mountain View Road, tractor trailer accident. Cleanup is in progress. The right lane is blocked. This is located right after Centerport Parkway. Westbound 395, the HOV lanes, the 14th Street Bridge, and accident one in Silver Spring, Fenton Street at Colesville Road. And then as the Sudley Manor Drive at Sudley Road, a crash. Police and fire department all on the scene of this one. Southbound Anacostia Freeway slows down 50 to Benning Road. Westbound 66, a slow right, Glebe Road to Sycamore Street. In loop of the Beltway, crowds in Chainbridge Road going up to the Dulles Toll Road as you make your way to Legion Bridge. Out loop of the Beltway is crowded 95 to University Boulevard going up to Georgia Avenue. Up GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun for us with a chance for some showers or thunderstorms. 96 is where we're headed for that hot high today. Stray shower or thunderstorm tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy, low 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, slight chance for showers or thunderstorms. 91 the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees. It is now 7:47 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
CNN copy. All right, we'll take CNN's copy. We're having way too much fun here on Media Row at the Republican National Convention with Scotty Nell Hughes, which we have been Facebook Living. You can see the video later if you're
missing it.
You're
going to want to see it because girl power. I ruled. Finally, yes. I beat Larry at something twice.
You have to go to Facebook Live to see it. At WMALDC on Facebook. All right, so I asked you, how are we going to get the women's vote here, at least to carve into it, because we're going to hear a whole lot of women in Philadelphia. What do you want to hear this week at the RNC?
I want to hear what I think a man wants to hear. I hate this pandering. I don't care. I think in the end, when it comes down to it, when you sit there and talk about the economy and when you talk about security, I don't care. That hits every demographic. When you talk about faith, I think when we sit there and try to divide our country, that is exactly what President Obama has done, that has gotten us into this relationship right now.
But it works.
He is separate. It does to a certain crowd. I mean, let's talk, you know, we can sit, what are we supposed to do? Put everybody in pink? Are we supposed to sit there and talk about, you know, jewelry stores and mani-pedis? No, that's not, I think in the end, especially to Republican women, and this is who you need to talk to is your crowd. Republican women, you need to assure them and give them security that their future, their family, they will be able to provide for them.
The economy is a women's issue. Yeah. National security is a women's issue. Police having the right to actually exercise their jobs and their authority in our cities, that is a women's issue. Yeah, I like that message.
I think you're right about that. I think, though, education would be one thing that women really care about, especially if they have kids. Don't you think?
And education, but also men, too. I mean, no offense. All of our kids are starting to get to that age where we're going, oh, my gosh, how am I going to pay for college? Now, I'm not going to go to the extent of the Bernie supporters and say, let's just free for all here, or Hillary now, that's going to be the second biggest debt load that she's going to put on our country if put into office. But we're all all worrying about education. We're all worrying about things like Common Core and those sorts of standards. But it doesn't matter. That's the problem, is we've sat here and we've allowed ourselves to become a divided country. We are not. Our bases, let our communities, let us and our families and our networks talk about those. But as a country, let's focus on the core issues. And we've gotten away from that.
You recognize that voice. It's Scotty Noe. He's a CNN analyst and was pretty early on in the Trump train. Before that, you were identified with the Tea Party movement. So I want to ask you, you know, the Tea Party movement started about 7 years ago, mm-hmm. I'd say. Is this the 2016 political convention you imagined when you started as an activist there at the Tea Party protests?
This is what I dreamed of. It almost seemed inevitable. I mean, when you look at it, we finished the primary with Ted Cruz number two and Donald Trump number one. And the only reason why someone on the outsider could get in is because they were supported by the grassroots. The only way that a person who spent 1/6 of the rest of the candidates could get to be the number one is because of the grassroots. This is exactly what I dreamed of. And there were times, honestly, up until 2 years ago, that I thought it was never going to be a possibility.
Brian Wilson, we are living and participating in Scotty Noe Hughes' dream.
Well, it's just Scotty Noe Hughes'
dream. It's better
than
my fantasy.
Just living
Let's just keep it as a dream.
At the end of the week,
let's not cross that line.
At the end of the week, where do you hope that this party is?
I hope it is a truly a united front. You pointed out next week is going to be hellacious. It's a monster of a machine we're going up against, and we've known that. Anybody that knows the Democratic Party, anybody that knows Hillary Clinton, that is the biggest beast of a political machine we've ever gone up against. We have to be unified, and you've seen it so far, and it's continuing to build, and not by this narrative being put out, honestly, by some of us in the media, that we are divided. I really do not think we are.
Scotty Noe, it's always good to have you. By the way, earlier in the program, you were here, but I called you the head cheerleader in the Trump campaign, and as you know, coming from the SEC, that's actually a compliment.
I'm really excited. The only thing you could say is that I miss Trump campaign.
With the crown.
So instead of that, I'll take the
maybe pom-poms. Next time.
A sash.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Scotty. It's 7:51.
More jackpots, more often at Live Casino. Each junior jackpot is a chip off the old block of giant jackpots. It starts at $5,000 and is guaranteed to hit by $10,000. Just be playing at an eligible slot machine for your chance to win. Another way to win big. Junior jackpot and giant jackpots. Only at Live Casino. Always on. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com.
At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
All right, let's see how your money's doing. Checking in the news desk at CNBC, here's Chuck Kamblick.
I can tell you your stocks are not sleeping today. They'll be up this morning at least. Futures point to a higher open as we continue our three-week-long rally. Bank of America stock may rise. The bank reporting profits fell by a fifth last quarter, in part because it set aside more loans money to cover bad loans. And thanks to low interest rates, the bank earned less money on its home and other loans. Sprint's owner, SoftBank, buying British company Arm Holdings for $32 billion. Arm makes the technology Apple, Samsung, and others use to make microchips for their smartphones and other mobile devices. Sales of Disney Princess and Frozen dolls rose 35% last quarter. That led to much higher profits at Hasbro. which also benefited from Star Wars toy sales. Sony's new Ghostbusters movie cost $146 million to make. This weekend, it got back $46 million of that in ticket sales, but that came in second to The Secret Life of Pets, which made $50 million for Universal, CNBC's sister company. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, you should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year, even more if you have pets. I mean, you got pets. You don't know what's going on those carpets. I mean, you're talking the worst of the worst sometimes. So they have little accidents. They you know, leave things around. You got to clean those up, right? But don't use those dry chemical kind of places to clean your carpets because they're not actually left clean. No, you want to talk to Zero Res. They're the best. And I mean, they clean carpets. They leave them looking brand new. They've cleaned my carpets a couple of times. Leaves them feeling soft, smelling fresh again. I can't recommend them enough. Those chemical places, you know what I'm talking about. The whole house smells like that. Well, it's not clean. I don't know what that smell is. And it even has that residue, that chalky, pasty kind of thing that's left on the carpet. Not good. Not good at all. You got to call Zero Res. They have a patented empowered water system. It's free of toxins. It's fast drying. And it's pretty inexpensive. Listen to this. The WMAL special is on for a limited time only. They're going to clean your carpets for $39 a room. $39 a room. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It is now 7:55 on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Westbound Southeast Southwest Freeway at 6th Street Southeast. Disabled tractor trailer blocks the left lane. Southbound 95 Virginia past Mountain View Road. Cleanup of an earlier tractor trailer accident blocking the right lane. Silver Spring Colesville Road to Georgia Avenue. A crash. One of Manassas. Sudley Manor Drive at Sudley Road. Traffic brought to you by CleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to CleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate my CleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Up GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing a chance for some showers and thunderstorms later in the day. Otherwise, mix of clouds and sun and hot, high 96. Tonight, stray shower, thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, 75. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees. It is now 7:56.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you notice signs of fatigue, you should pull over to a rest stop to refresh yourself. Some of the warning signs include lane drifting, hitting road edge rumble strips, repeated yawning, and trouble maintaining focus. Holiday or vacation driving sometimes tempts people to keep going to make a schedule. Think smart. Remember that even a minor accident or a roadside chat with a highway patrol officer takes more time than a rest stop. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange coolant and transmission fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
It's summertime. Baseball's in full swing, the kids are swimming, and the grills are hot. You know what that means. Your energy bills are soaring as the summer heat pours right into your home through outdated, inefficient windows. Replace your old windows with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Made of Altrex fiberglass, the Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with more glass space and smaller profiles. And throughout July, the Window Man is offering $500 discounts on Infinity fiberglass window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Window Man showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. The Window Man is the educational window company. No games, gimmicks, or pressure to buy now. We educate, you decide. See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
This election could have an enormous negative impact on how your long-term capital gains are taxed. Call 301-924-2160 for a free consultation from the advisors at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth to go over your current investment strategy, or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
Coming up on WMAL,
more awesome live stuff from Cleveland, including Fox News hotshot Eric Bolling.
And Lieutenant General Michael Flynn is an advisor to Donald Trump. He will join us in the next hour. It is now 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.